Hello there.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Did you get that stone today?
I did, and I'm just unpacking my shipments. I'm design and manufacture all the cremation jewelry for Bates Hill Casket Company, and I had meetings
Okay.
all morning, one yesterday and then all morning.
Wow.
Ah, those are going to be okay. And yours is next. Let me see where I picked work for that. I was
That was
trying to
the
keep all those in.
the smaller diamond. It was really nice.
Yeah. Right here. Let me see. Okay. 0.23. EVVF2. Oh, wow. That is pretty.
A nice stone, huh?
Very nice. Thank you very much. That's beautiful.
It'll do good.
Perfect. Perfect.
Good, good. I'm glad you like it.
Yeah.
Now, I had a question for you. How far away is the Walgreens you dropped that package off at?
Is it about 15, 20 minutes?
Okay. So here's the
Maybe
deal.
15 minutes, because we don't have a FedEx store around us.
Oh, okay. So here's the deal. That, from request for my shipping, they saw that it was dropped off at a Walgreens, and when you drop off in a Walgreens, it actually voids the insurance. So, which isn't a good thing, because if it gets lost, it gets lost, and then, take measures from there. But I mean, it's not too late to go pick it up and, get it back. So, like, I mean, we could use that same label, but I would just have to schedule a pickup from your store. Because, just when it voids the insurance, it gets scary on both ends. We don't want to lose the package. I mean, I know you are just sat down to do, certain things, but I mean, you could still use that same label and tracking. It's just, we'd want it to be insured, so neither of us are, at a loss on the, on the value of the
Right.
package. So I mean,
Yeah, I just
I
didn't have time to get in my car and physically drive. Closest one I think is Coleraine Avenue, but it's in the opposite direction.
yeah.
And I just thought you needed that back. That was
Yeah.
the first. I mean, in hindsight, I guess you could have arranged for a pickup. See, I operate by appointment only, so I'm like not here every day. So, I mean, I'm here every day, but I'm not here like 8 to 5,
Okay. Well, I mean, that's what we originally
So
do,
that's what
but I
makes it
think we
hard
just
for me.
I just think there was a little miscommunication on, my end, which I do apologize about. And again, those weren't even supposed to go out to you. So, but also, I mean, I hate to ask you to do it, but I mean, is there any way possible you'd be able to go retrieve that, and then I can schedule a pickup for a better day for you where it would work? So, there is no, high anxiety for anyone on, it getting lost and there being no insurance on it.
I mean, I don't know if I could call and tell them to not ship it. I have a 3 o'clock, and then I have my setter coming at 4:30, and then I'm headed to a 5:30 out in Kenwood. So everything in the, I'll be coming back through there tonight if they would hold that package for me. I can call them and ask them to. I don't know if they'll do it over the phone.
Let me talk to my
I'm
credit.
sorry for the confusion,
No, you're
but
good. You're good. It's just, we were just worried, so
yeah, that was the best I could do at that point. Just 'cause it's just the craziness that's going on here.
okay.
I'm
Let me see if calling would work. I'm gonna reach out to my credit and see, if that would be a good case for us, and then we'll go from there. I'll call you right back, okay?
What was the label? It was, is it next day,
Yeah,
ground,
overnight.
Tuesday? What is it?
Overnight.
It's overnight?
Yeah.
Yeah, see, and I didn't even, obviously, I didn't even get it there in time for it to go out yesterday.
Right.
Because it was late when I passed by there.
Okay.
Or later in the day, whatever, whenever it was.
Right.
So.
Okay, no problem. Let me talk to my credit and my shipping, and I'll call you right back, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks.
See ya.